Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. When he has come into being, in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as witness to testify to the light, so all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. As children, I think we all have dreams about where we're going to end up in our lives as adults. We have dreams of being an astronaut, police officer, president, or famous musician like Lois. Personally, growing up in the time of the hit movie Spy Kids, I always wanted to be a spy. So much so that every Christmas I would ask for toy spy equipment. You know, disappearing ink, spy goggles, grappling hook, all the sorts. But that's not where I ended up. Or is it? No, I'm not an undercover spy acting as a Lutheran pastor here in Wisconsin Dells. But if you would have asked me where I was going to be a year ago, I would not have thought that I would end up here in Wisconsin Dells. Paige and I were fully expecting to be somewhere a little further south than here, in a rural community, but that's not what God had planned. And I couldn't be more thrilled about it, because I know this is exactly where God has meant me to be. And we have this saying that we often attribute to the Bible, that God works in mysterious ways. But this doesn't actually show up anywhere. The closest we get is 1 Corinthians when it says, we are to be stewards of the mysteries of God. I think more accurately, we could maybe be saying that God works in unexpected ways. God works counter to what we as humans would say that God should act. But that's the funny thing, that every time we try to put God in a box or put shoulds on God, God moves differently, which is appropriate for Christmas, as we celebrate God taking on human form as a small, fragile infant. Every year, we get together and celebrate a God that continues to show up in unexpected ways. And let's think about that small child for just a moment. The first time I ever held a baby was actually only a couple of years ago, when my sister had her second daughter. And I wasn't able to meet her first baby because 2020 happened. But anyway, I was holding my niece, not really sure what I was doing, and my sister laughed at me because I was clearly uncomfortable. I wasn't sure how to hold this small human in my arms. And I feared that any wrong twist I made would alter this child's life forever, or if I coughed in the wrong direction on the wrong day, it would mean ending this child's life. But there was a moment when I had to take a pause as I looked at this small child in amazement and in shock. that this is the form that our Savior, Christ, came into the world. You see, Jesus could have taken on any form when sent to us by God. I mean, the power and the ability are there. Nothing is outside of God's limits. He could have shown up as a king or anything like that, but he came as something so vulnerable, so small, so precious and relatable to humankind. Because there's not a single person alive who has not gone through this kind of vulnerability. It was in this vulnerability of Christ that comes to us in an experience that we know as humans. It is in this human vulnerability of God incarnate where we know that when it's said that God understands our pains, we can know it to be true. God meets us in love through the vulnerability of a precious baby. And I know that there's a lot of vulnerability that people face this time of year. Something that's not always talked about during this time is the grief that can go along with the holiday season. For the last few years, many of us have felt as if we're in a constant state of survival, a constant state of fight or flight, going from crisis to crisis to, oh, there's another crisis. It's exhausting. And we are reminded in all of this just how vulnerable we are as humans. And if you look around here, there's at least a couple of people who have lost somebody in recent years to death or arguments, political strife that continues to tear families apart, arguments and name-calling about what people believe is right. And social media does not help this. We are vulnerable to heartache and grief in our humanness as we watch a broken world around us involved in yet another senseless war. But that is where Christ meets us. Something my sister said as I was holding my niece for the first time. She looked at me and said, "You know, she's not really as fragile as you think." And I suppose that's true, because if I had looked across the room at my first niece, she was running around bouncing her head off of everything as if she were a human bumper car. Not only are children vulnerable, but they are resilient. You see, God meets us in the vulnerable. In our moments of weakness, it is where God has made us strong. It is through God that we are told that we can overcome. Christ understands all of these emotions that we go through because he too was made as a vulnerable child. He is able to be Emmanuel, God with you, because he knows what it means to be amongst humankind. And he said in our vulnerability and fears of all that we have faced and will face that he is with you. So that is what we celebrate on this day. Is a God that understands humankind and all of our shortcomings and says, despite this, that there is nothing in all creation that can separate you from this love, that God is present and the light shines amidst the darkness. Not only does God meet us in this vulnerability, but appears to the world in the strangest of places. Christ could have been born in the household of a king or emperor or high priest, but that's not what happens. Christ was born to a young woman and a carpenter in an uncomfortable manger in the outskirts of town. Christ is then visited by smelly shepherds who, I'm sure, were not taking off their shoes or washing their hands before meeting the Christ child. In the most unordinary and unexpected of places, God is present and a Savior is born. So God will find you wherever you are at in life, and will continue to bring you goodness. In all of the craziness of the season, Christ is the light that has always been there and will continue to shine on you, even in the strangest and most unexpected of places and times. In the darkness of night, Christ comes to a people as a ray of hope. To you, dearest siblings, a Savior is born. So today we celebrate Christmas Eve, and tomorrow Christmas, and I know at least a few people that as soon as Christmas morning is done, the tree is out the door to be picked up. But Christmas is not just a one and done thing. It continues. The relationship formed on this glorious day is one that has continued for all time, in this time and the next, and in all places. We may only celebrate Christmas for a short while each year, but there are Christmas mornings all year long when we are reminded of the Christ child that was sent forth by the Holy Spirit to remind us of the love of God that continues to be with you always. We are to take that hope and share it with one another that they may experience Christmas mornings in the sharing of the light of Christ. There truly is hope in the love and the sacrifice for all people, reminding us that there is indeed love for everybody. So there is love, hope, and peace enough for you wherever God is meeting you this Christmas season. Merry Christmas. And may God meet you wherever you are at today. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. Find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us. Please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.